And welcome to our show, Geeks Are Wired, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And this week, we have Ted.
You didn't mess it up this time.
No promises. And Anna.
Hello.
And Jordan.
So-called.
Joe.
Hello.
And Alex.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Bill.
And I'm Bill. We'll just go with that.
Oh, man, we got through it all without being sidetracked once. Yeah, exactly. Nice.
Record time.
Yeah.
This time.
It's best if people's names don't sidetrack you.
Yeah. I guess when I start making fun of everyone's names and making long stories.
Long stories about their names.
Yes.
Would you guys prefer to have a nom de plume or an appellate?
I go for an apple. I'm kind of hungry.
I mean, I could write an applet for you if you like. What do you need it to do?
Applet? Ah, nice pun. Huh? Yeah. I like that.
I just like that I like just recently realized that the Spanish word for pin is the same word as for feather.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is a feather mightier than the sword?
Apparently, yeah.
In Spanish?
If you dip it into some ink and write some treasonous things on it.
We used to do that long.
And then you give it to people. If you don't give it to anybody, it's not more powerful than a sword. You got to like distribute it.
Yeah.
If you've got a blog that tells all the state secrets, but no one ever looks at it, it doesn't matter.
You know.
I know.
These days, the electron is mightier than the sword. In many ways.
Always has been.
It always has been, actually. Yeah.
Actually, the electron can even travel through said sword. Wait, if the electron's traveling through the sword, does that make the sword powerful again?
It's a matter of transference, I imagine.
If you touch it to someone and it grounds them, yeah.
Ooh.
I was going to say, I think there's one of those swords in Fallout, but it's not electricity that's flowing through it, it's fire. So.
Well, there's a lot of games that do that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't just say Fallout. Zelda.
Yeah, but they're all fire. You don't see a lot of electric swords. I mean, you do like in some of the RPGs, but like add electricity power to it. But you don't see a lot in like the ones where you actually get to melee attack people. It doesn't shock them. That'd be cool if it like paralyzed them for a second.
Wait, I know where it does.
What?
Star Wars.
You traitor.
I know.
You know, it doesn't actually take that much power to kill someone. Like just, I think it was a milliamp. Delivered to the heart and you're dead.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That would suck.
May not even be that much.
I think all it does is like makes it skip a beat.
No, it kills you.
Oh. It's like, no, you die.
Has anyone here been shocked before?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. I'm not good at electronics, get shocked all the time.
When I was young, I took the bulb out of the nightlight and stuck my finger in there so I'd light up. Didn't work like I expected.
Yeah. Did you find it shocking?
I never did that.
I think it doesn't hurt or anything. It's more of a surprise.
No, it hurt.
See, no, I don't think it hurts.
Oh, it hurt. And then another time I was in the room.
I had Jeremy once tell me that volts hurt, amps kill.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a difference in sensation between DC and AC, actually.
Oh, God, we're talking about electricity again.
What's that?
We're talking about electricity again.
Well, oh, yeah.
How does this happen every time?
Favorite subject.
Oh, God, I know.
No, seriously, I think there's a difference in sensation. Like AC, I think there's a vibrating sensation, and DC is more of an acute pain, a burning.
You've been shocked a lot?
This is something I've read. It's not something I've experienced.
Well, we can test it on you.
Hey, Jordan,
we
what?
Could. I've...
When both of those run out, you're back in black. The AC/DC.
Ah! Gotcha.
That's my electricity line.
There's something wrong with you.
Point goes to Joe.
Yeah, thank you.
Although I think that heavy metal is that... Not very conductive.
AC/DC wasn't in heavy metal.
It's not heavy metal? Are you sure?
They're like long haired.
No, the movie, I mean.
Oh yeah.
You know you're getting old when people just stare at you blankly. AC/DC I remember at work the other day, I described the plot to the movie Big as if it was happened to me. And they looked at me and they said, wow, that was really detailed. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I was expecting a Tom Hanks joke to follow up or anything like that. But they thought I just came up with it on the fly.
Wait, somebody thought you were, you know, or at least you have a comment of like, yeah, that's the movie plot of Big, you know.
I just
call
I
you on it.
I just kind of died a little on the inside.
AC/DC is a movie?
No, heavy metal is a movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah, wow. See? I sometimes need these explanations.
And he's old like us.
I'm familiar with heavy metal. It's John Candy's greatest hour, or hour and a half.
He plays like a big...
Yeah, he's a
he's voice. Like big, a muscular guy.
It's like a 20-minute scene.
It's still his...
I liked it.
It's pretty awesome.
You can always feel his presence, though, in that movie. Maybe.
John Candy's presence?
It feels John Candy-ish, doesn't it?
Not the whole movie.
No, like there's a bunch of mini... It's like watching Black Mirror. It's a bunch of mini plots that barely have... They even pulled those from the comics that they made. And they were like, okay, now how do we link these together? And that's where the little...
The Lochnar.
Yeah, that's where the Lochnar came from. So they could tie this all this together. All these random stories.
Okay.
Yeah, he's just done. Jordan's
fine.
Done.
Exactly.
Well, I didn't
move
like
along.
It.
We'll move along to my favorite subject.
What's your favorite subject?
So Google Translate's starting to learn.
Yes, I read that article.
It's learning languages, or was it?
It's learning how to how languages are spoken, which means the slang and everything else that goes behind it. So it makes better translation. Well, that means it's learning, which means
the AI.
Yes.
Bill, did you read the New York Times article on that, The Great AI Awakening?
I didn't.
That's the primary source for that. Yeah, it's really interesting because they're talking about how previously the breakthrough in translation had always been awkward and, well, I'm going to repeat myself, ungainly. But, yeah, with the neural networking, they've made a sudden quantum leap and their ability to process this translation.
Actually, I was just helping it translate Spanish earlier today, so it's not doing super great.
Well, it hasn't been implemented, I think, as a...
No, some of it has been. On the Pixels, they've been using it a lot. But it's also still learning. That's the other thing. So there's a lot of these steps of you doing this stuff with Mandarin. Apparently, they've done a very, very good job at having it translate Mandarin to English, which is... the harder translations to go with.
Yeah.
Well, can it do Arabic? Because that's what I'm curious about. Arabic, every time I've tried to do Arabic, it's just horrible anywhere you go.
The article that in the New York Times, they talked about a professor who tried to do the translation of, I think it was Hemingway. And
The Great Gatsby.
Was it The Great Gatsby?
The Great Gatsby.
Well, it's both because there's Kilimanjaro, like that was involved in the translation fragment. And I don't think that's... that's not in Great Gatsby. He doesn't care about Kilimanjaro.
No.
He's busy obsessing over a woman, not Kilimanjaro, not a mountain.
I know, I'm surprised you know anything about The Great Gatsby because there's a romantic plot.
It's totally romantic, but it's about self-destruction. It's the great American fable. I'm told.
I didn't...
You don't like
The Great Gatsby, like, he says that he's, like, the Gatsby was the best man to ever live or whatever. The rest of us are crap is how it starts. Like, that's how the narrator or whatever.
It's true.
I disagree. Gatsby
was
an idiot.
You know F. Scott Fitzgerald, his wife, Zelda.
Yeah. That's... Robin Williams' daughter, too.
But Miyamoto used that Zelda to name the video games after, like, Zelda. Specifically,
I was not aware of that. Yeah, see, Robin Williams named his daughter after
the princess.
The game, yes.
Yes. So yes, Google will help rule the world.
I'm curious what Anna has to say when the AI takes over and enslaves us all. Will you feel that it was justified based on the way we treated it, or do you feel like it'll just be a hostile takeover?
I don't know how to answer that, Ted. I don't know exactly. But,
okay, how about this? Before the AIs officially take over, and you can use them as slaves and tell them to go do your bidding, are you going to ask them nicely and respect them, or are you just going to, you know, kick them, spit on them, and tell them to go do their stuff anyways?
There is a right answer
Is there really?
Yeah, he thinks it's one. I think it's the other.
I think there needs to be a good middle ground on that, really. Because...
You can nicely ask the robot to do things.
You're a sucker. It's still going to enslave you. You might as well enjoy your little brief moment of dominance.
So it might not. So I was watching The Clone Wars because Bill was talking about it last week.
You can't go off Star Wars.
No, wait. No. But here's the thing. The robots in Star Wars all have their own personality. Like, they have personalities. Like, they have AI. And they still treat them like garbage. Like, the episode that I was watching, like, in season one, it was still, like... Anakin loses R2-D2 and he's got to go get him back because they didn't save all the stuff, but
they didn't wipe his memory
They didn't wipe his memory like they were supposed to.
So he has secrets, like, you know, frontline secrets.
Yeah, important stuff.
Yeah.
But like R2-D2 is like a person. He's a fully developed character as far as I'm concerned in the whole Star Wars mythos, and they still treat him like crap. A lot of people, not everybody, but like, what was it? Obi-Wan, I think it was Obi-Wan, was telling him to just, it's just a droid. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Like, they treat him with just reckless abandon, and they even treat the clones. The clones have this, I get this attitude like, you shouldn't care about us. We're just disposable. And then the Jedi Masters are like, no, you're not disposable. But then perhaps, but the robots are completely disposable except for by the bad guy. I mean, he's not the bad guy yet, but like, I mean, so, you know,
Ahsoka's very much like him, and they still give him the nicknames. They allow, so certain robots also like their nicknames, because when, during that episode, they got Goldie.
Yeah, yeah, that traitor.
I know. it was like a R3 unit.
Yeah, yeah, it was the next level up, and it kept, like, messing up, and you're like, this can't be...
It was a traitor.
I was mad.
Spoiler.
Yeah, Star Wars makes you think robots can be your friend. It's literally like the only sci-fi series on the planet that takes that stance. Pretty much everything else is like, the robots will kill you.
Uh-uh. The Matrix.
Chappie.
It ended with them being friends.
Chappie
was a good movie.
Corrupt him and do whatever.
No, but Chappie was good. And also, those robots that they had, like, dumbed down into, Chappie actually, like, picked up self aware and everything. Bicentennial Man, you know, Robin Williams.
So, Anna, do you think Chappie was malevolent, or do you think he acted more like a reasonable person?
I think he was like a reasonable person, in general.
So he was mean to the people that were mean to him, and he was kind and helpful to the people that were kind and helpful to him. So we know that when the AI get to that point, you're dying, but I'm not.
Alex.
We only had 3 days, so you get to see Chappie evolve.
Hey, but Alex, what is your take on this pressing issue?
Well, long ago, when Google Translate first came out, they put it up online, and you could just like type in one thing into one box, and it'd pop out the other box, and it's still up, translate.google.com. And I remember me and Nolan, I think we're probably in like maybe just graduated high school around that time. So we entered something in and translate into Russian, and then we sent it back through the other way to see what we got out the other side. And what we got was Rooster and the Spheres.
Yeah, it is funny.
So this time around, I repeated the same experiment, and I got the same English word back from Russian. So at least they improved that. There's some Google engineer that had to go in and fix the problem we found there. Because we did not type in Rooster and the Spheres. We typed in something else. words.
Well, we make the same mistakes too. There's a lot of contention. I listen to a lot of debates about religion, about atheists versus Christians or atheists versus Muslims, whatever. And one of the big hot spots is they always say that Hitler was an atheist, and the atheists say no, Hitler was a Christian. No one wants to claim Hitler for some reason. I don't know why. But there's the fireside talk he used to do, like, talks to the people, and one of them says that like Christianity is a pox on the world or whatever, but the atheist rebuttal to that is that was translated into French from German poorly, and then translated into English from that, and it got all garbled in there. So people mess this stuff up too. It's not just like you know,
just the machines
that do this. So I guess in that light, the AI has been good all along.
Yeah. Well, they mess up less than we do. That's the important thing.
I imagine there's actually primary documents by Hitler that address this. Like, just read.
No, there are like Mein Kampf. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's that. There's that. That's the most well-known primary document of his. But yeah.
Well, I didn't really want to make a whole
conversation
about that. I was just, my point was is that people suck at translating too.
Well, and sometimes even with old Google, there was somebody made the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air song and they translated it through like 20 languages. And then the final translation was back into English, and then they just went, well, this is what... So you know, they first said, well, here's to one and then back, and then here's to five and then back, and here's through 20.
Well, there was a website that did that for you. It would translate. It would use the translation software. You'd put something in, and you'd tell it how many times you want it to go through, and then see what you get out.
Hmm.
I spent hours playing with that back in the day.
Well, what is that game that they have you play in elementary where
telephone?
You... Yeah, telephone.
I was going to say...
Dodgeball.
Yeah.
Dodgeball, too. Yeah. Lots of miscommunications going on there.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
It's true. That's four a square. Good movie.
You want to get that prime square.
Prime square.
Yeah, remember there's four squares? You try to bounce the ball.
And get
did you play four square?
No.
You didn't play a lot of games with other kids in grade school, did you?
I played.
Kind of sat on the bench and...
And ran. Rooted them. I was the ultimate cheerleader. I was like, you go, guys. I'm rooting for you all. We're good friends.
Naughty comics. That's
oh, yeah. Yeah, I did do that.
Did you ever play tetherball?
Well, you only have to play it by yourself, so.
No, you
can play with other people.
Yeah, well, it's best if you play by yourself.
Napoleon Dynamite style.
That's right.
The single player campaign is tetherball.
Because
you're
evenly matched. Like, no one is better than you, and no one is worse than you.
No,
you're,
I beat myself
you're
all
just
the time.
As good.
It's horrible. I'm not as good as I am. I'm just saying, I always lose.
And you always win.
I always lose.
See? Like, you always get one tab on either side. You win one, you lose one, and it's always a draw.
See, Foursquare, I was good at. Tetherball, I'm short. I suck at it.
Here's how bad I am at tetherball. At the end of Napoleon Dynamite, when I was watching it with, I think it's my mom, I saw Napoleon smacking the ball around circles. I start giggling like an idiot, and she's like, "What's so funny about that?" And I didn't understand. That's how you play tetherball. Like, I'm so bad at tetherball, I didn't know that's how you actually win at tetherball. So my mom just looked at me like I was the biggest moron she'd ever seen, because I was laughing at the scene of Napoleon Dynamite where he actually did good at something.
You're like, he's doing it wrong. What an idiot.
It's with sports. We don't care.
You're supposed to stare at the ball.
It's because it involves sports. We're not good at sports. We don't deal with sports. All right. Well, how about this? We'll move along. The quick topic for that we're going to talk about next week is CES comes out next week. Happens next week. We're going to talk a little bit about it next week and maybe a little bit more the following. But yeah, so there'll be supposed to be a lot of talk about VR and augmented reality, the new TVs, the self-driving cars, my favorite subject, more AI.
There's cool stuff coming out. Like, I'm interested in the mesh routers.
Yeah.
You guys hear about that?
No.
Yeah, it's because the dead spots, if you just have a single router, and it, with the mesh routers that are distributed throughout the area.
Don't they already have those?
Well, yeah, they do.
But usually they're for more expensive. Like, with Idaho State University, they have their entire system that all connects together.
Right.
But they're usually more expensive to do those rebroadcasters or to do them properly. And in your home, no one really thinks about that a whole lot.
I just wish I could get internet at home that didn't suck.
I know.
Like, I got a good connection.
My mom's got a Wi-Fi repeater that is in her basement. And it's not like how it wired into, it's not wired into Ethernet or anything. And it, I mean, it gives you a good signal when you're downstairs, when you're in the basement, but it's not good. Like, it's when it repeats your signal to the upstairs access point, it just kind of barely chugs along. Like, you can stream video over it, but not much else. It's a little sad.
Probably kills your ping too.
Yeah. Mm. She doesn't do like any hot gaming or anything.
Your mom's a gamer. She plays. She sits down there, plays CS all night.
No, my mom's definitely like a COD person. She's just like calling people like terrible slurs and like just run up behind them, knifing them.
That's the only way to do it, isn't it? Like, people disinvite you if you're not enough of a scallywag.
If you're just quiet and you just shoot people, they just kick you out. But if you like talk about other people's moms and girlfriends and virginity, then they keep you.
They know you're one of them.
Yeah, they won't report you.
That's good. Yeah, you can't be polite.
Yeah.
Ooh, speaking of that, I saw a paintball arena that was framed after Nuketown from the
I've heard about that.
That was really cool. I watched a video of it, and they did a really good job of like matching it up pretty well. So. That was kind of cool. It's kind of weird to see, like, when I was young, being a gamer put me on the fringe and everybody like made fun of me because I didn't like sports and I liked video games. And now it seems like they're on equal footing. So in maybe the next generation or so, no one's going to care about sports and they're going to like co-opt the radio station to do commentary on the StarCraft, competition or something. It'll be nice.
Indeed.
No. I was thinking like Batman Beyond. Remember they had that like weird futuristic, you know, foosball/basketball/soccer, but you know, sport where you like caught the ball.
Centrifugal bumble.
That one.
Yeah.
I can't remember its name. That's been so long.
Batman Quidditch.
Quidditch. Yeah. There we go.
Batman Quidditch?
Yes. Except where you're in like this
future
zero
Batman
gravity.
Quidditch.
Yeah. Fly around, throw balls at each other.
Sounds like a good night at my house.
Fine. Then what's the next thing? We'll go with. Yeah, I've been really sucking at this, like, you know, moving from topic to topic.
Topic.
We've been bad about the segues.
Segue?
I can help you segue here.
Okay.
You know what we did immediately before we got here?
Hmm.
We went and we traded in our popcorn bucket for the 2017 popcorn bucket.
Nice.
You know where we did that?
You know why you did that? Or when?
Where?
Where? I bet it is a Carmike. Pine Ridge 11.
That's right.
Is that probably the address of like 4355 Yellowstone Avenue in Chubbuck, Idaho?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Super cheap. We got a free soda. I've been sipping on it this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty nice. They got some movies coming up, don't they?
Yeah. Let's see. What are the ones that are coming out?
No new ones.
There's
right
no
now.
New ones? Not till next year?
Yeah. We'll get all the Oscar bait movies.
Oh.
It'll be the balance of like awesome and just terrible. That's what January is.
I thought we weren't supposed to talk about that.
What?
Oh, that's a different kind of bait. Never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. This Christmas has just been topped up with the flaming ruins of Fassbender's career.
Exactly.
Actually, he'll recover, but yeah, it's supposed to be bad.
I hope he got a good paycheck.
I know, Assassin's Creed.
Gonna watch it anyway.
Hopefully they make another X-Men movie so he can
be in my bottom five.
Yeah.
I'll be in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Because there's...
Opening this week is...
I'll live by
nothing's
night.
Changing at our theater.
No.
It's going to be all those actually, right there.
Yeah.
You know, there's Star one nice thing about taking the Assassin's Creed role. If the script sucks, you can just keep you can just make sure you've got a hood over your head through most of the shots. So nobody ever associates you as the Assassin's Creed guy.
Well, some of the stuff I was hearing is that it, you know, for the movie is kind of so-so, but definitely people want to play the game some more. Which, for a selling point, technically...
Yeah. I'll still watch it. I vowed to watch it no matter what the reviews were.
Phil, we owe that movie after watching Warcraft.
Weren't you just telling me that you don't like to watch movies that you think are going to stink?
No, well, there's a different version of this, because this is going to be like the good kind of terrible, hopefully. And then there's just terrible, terrible.
Well, it's a movie based on a video game, so it's going to stink, and it's not going to be a
like
good
Warcraft.
Stink.
Warcraft. Warcraft wasn't the bad stink. It's not in my
yeah,
mind. What about Mario Brothers?
That's not the bad stink.
I'm glad you
Mario
mentioned
Brothers.
That. I got to interject with a quick news story. Nintendo's going to release, I don't know if Nintendo's doing it, but they tweeted it. They're going to be re-releasing Super Mario Brothers on Blu-ray.
Nice.
Hey!
Yes, you can get 1080p, John Leguizamo and Bob Hoskins and
4K.
Yeah, I want my 4K Bob Hoskins jumping around in his super shoes.
That's hard. I don't know. We'll see, Ted. Because bad movies, there's a threshold. Because if you're gonna be bad, you need to just be super bad. Because then you pass into a different echelon.
Superbad was okay. I enjoyed it.
No, no. I a good movie will be remembered because you like it. A bad movie, no matter how bad it is, will be remembered because you hated it, but it's still remembered.
Yeah.
The worst thing for any movie is to be mediocre.
I know. It's disposable movies. DC movies.
I actually have watched a movie 3 times and forgotten that I had watched it until about quarter into it. I'm like, I've seen this movie. This is really sad.
I know. It's true. It's like I said, Sausage Party is one of my most hated movies, but it's just like seared into my mind. And then lots of other movies. So I was going through, it was like, no.
So it's like that time you were in your parents' kitchen and you were like, going through the cabinet going, what's this taste like? What's this taste like? And then you get to the liquid smoke.
Exactly. You're like,
I will never forget the taste of liquid smoke.
Bacon.
All you listeners out there, if you haven't tried it,
no, I haven't.
Go ahead. Go try it. You will never forget it.
Bacon milkshakes. Those are terrible.
Oh, yeah. That's what, who was it?
I think it was Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box. I saw it online. I saw it online. Jack in the Box had bacon milkshakes, bacon flavored milkshakes, and I was like excited because you know I was
bacon with everything.
But it's not. It's just liquid smoke flavored milkshakes. They don't sell them anymore. They had them there for like a week, and that's it. They were horrible. Oh.
It's like a vanilla milkshake with just that liquid flavoring all in it.
Oh my god,
that
thing.
Yeah, it was bad.
All right, so you're not going to be here next week. So do you want to hold off on your top and bottom movies?
Well, I don't know when any of these movies are going to play, so I'm going to say up till now because it is the end of the year.
Or do you want to hold off until after?
I didn't know we were making lists. Because if you start saying them, I want to say mine, but I don't. I got to think about what movies were made this year, and I don't have time.
Okay, how about in 2 weeks?
In two weeks.
You get back.
Okay.
Because you're gone next week.
Hopefully there'll be other movies that I wanted to see.
Plus, I need to bring a weapon so when you try to say something that begins with a ghost and ends with an Usters.
My bottom movies, it just won't be mentioned. I'll just judge you if you put it in your top 5, Ted.
Number 2.
Oh my god.
It's number 2. What was number 1 for you?
Old Deadpool.
Yeah.
I was like,
that's actually pretty good up there.
I know.
Is Ghostbusters in your top 5, Ted?
Yeah, it's number 2.
That's number 2, and then Deadpool.
Wait, I got to think about it, though. I got to look at what actually came out, because I seriously watched more movies this year than I have in, like, last 3 years combined.
Ted,
so.
You need to sluice that deuce.
I know.
Hey, he actually has lots of movies to compare it against, though, his opinion.
Well, and in my defense, too, I don't even have to picture it, because I could have bought, like, the original Ghostbusters for super cheap, too. I just don't care about that series, so it's not even, like, sacrilege. It's just, the new one sucked, and I don't care about the old one. I watched it as a child, and I'll probably never rewatch it. I just don't care about Ghostbusters.
See, I loved that growing up. I had the Firehouse as a kid. And the Castle of Grayskull.
I just leave it in childhood nostalgia.
Someone had rich parents.
No, the DI had some great picks.
Totally I have rich parents, and I love my real Ghostbusters Firehouse.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm not ashamed.
I hate all the people that are like, well, you just hate it because the women and the new, and it is,
I
hate it because it sucks.
Yeah, I'm not trying to, like, pin any, like, claim of misogyny on you or anything like that. Like, I don't think that you'd hate it just because they changed the gender on it or anything like that. You have your own reasons, and you're allowed to be wrong, but your reasons aren't what I would consider bad reasons. They're just wrong, so.
Yeah, well, that's fair.
Mm-hmm. Humor is subjective. You don't like
West.
I think that's what it is with comedy.
Because, Ted, you don't like Wes Anderson, and we both love Wes Anderson movies.
Remind me what movie?
He's the guy who did, like,
Life Aquatic.
Yeah, Life Aquatic.
Oh, my God. You're absolutely right. Oh, God.
Yeah. So that's the direction that both of us are coming from, because I kind of share Joe's opinion on Ghostbusters.
And I still like dumb humor, too, because, like, Alex, I know this always makes you cringe, but I love Matosh. You hate Tosh.
Yeah. Yeah, I hate Tosh too.
You mean like Tosh.0, Tosh? Yeah, Daniel Tosh. I like
that's
him.
Dumb juvenile.
No,
humor.
He's like the modern
but that's
America's
dumb
funniest
humor.
Home videos.
I don't disagree. He's
that's
Bob Saget.
Yeah, that doesn't make him good.
Bob Saget.
Comments on his videos. Yeah, it would be an insanely easy show to do, host and produce. It'd people are always being idiots on the internet, so that show can go forever.
Yeah.
I enjoy his stand-up, too, though. Like,
yeah.
But I just like him, like, getting up there and just making fun of absolutely everybody and everything. Like,
I know, I feel like that.
I have the nothing sacred kind of attitude going on with me anyways, so... Like, if someone just goes up and just tears down everything, like, that's great.
Yeah, that's why, like, software's good. It's like, you can't accuse it of being racist when it makes fun of all racists. It's, yeah, like, what is that?
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Ridiculousness?
I've seen it before.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. It's kind of like that type of humor, too.
Oh, yeah, it's like the MTV, because doesn't he basically do the similar thing?
Yeah, it's like Rob Dyrdek, and so he, like... goes through all those videos and things.
He does more like sports related ones though, doesn't he?
Some.
Oh, yeah, because he's a skateboarder, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I guess he had his own like reality show or something with him and his bodyguard or something.
Yeah.
And then it went to the Ridiculousness, which was kind of funny.
Robin Big.
Yeah. So yeah, just chalk it up to that, because it didn't strike my funny bone. You know, no. Sausage Party. Though I guess that does say something, because my two bottom five are two comedies.
Maybe I'll enjoy Sausage Party.
Man, no, we might have to go watch it, no matter how bad we've heard.
I enjoyed Sausage Party.
Just like bring it in.
Yeah.
We'll have to do a movie night and do Sausage Party.
No,
I love the humor. It just, if it doesn't hit, it just doesn't hit hard. Like, if I don't like a comedy's not funny to me, I hate it.
Because
then it's just an hour and a half of just humor that's never going to resonate.
Ted, I'd be surprised if you didn't like Sausage Party, because I liked it because of its irreverence in specific areas.
I don't know. Sometimes they try too hard. Like, that's the biggest like complaint I have about Family Guy, is that some of their stuff is funny, but sometimes I feel like they're reaching too far to like be offensive funny.
Yeah.
And they're just trying too hard, and that's what Sausage Party seemed like to me in like the previews and stuff. But I mean, I may just end up liking it.
That's my opinion. I thought it was trying too hard to be the sweary.
Yeah, and I openly acknowledge that stuff is incredibly dumb and I didn't like it, but I think that they did some stuff that wasn't entirely stupid and was somewhat clever, and I enjoyed it because of that.
Okay, so, sorry, I pulled up Netflix to remember what it was. So there's this new TV show, Netflix original, called The Ranch. The way that starts off, it sounds all country-ish, and you have, you know, these people, and then you figure out Ashton Kutcher's in it. That's one thing, it's like, okay.
I saw the thing for that. It looked okay, but I hadn't watched it.
It does look okay. It looked okay enough that I decided to click play. How do you guys feel about laugh tracks?
I hate them.
Okay, now triple that. And that's how many, like, every time they speak, there's a laugh. I'm like, I can deal with laugh tracks. Big Bang doesn't bother me that as much as it bothers other people. Two and a Half Men really didn't. This is totally Ashton Kutcher going, I have money left over from Two and a Half Men, and Netflix sounds good, and we're going to bring one of the 70s show guys with me.
So, I don't mind the laugh tracks if the stuff they're saying is actually funny, because I'll be laughing when the laugh track's going on, and I don't notice it.
Oh, yeah.
But, that's like, true. The old Scooby-Doo, when they added laugh tracks to that, I'm like, what were you thinking? Like, there's no way this was filmed in front of a live studio audience. Mm-hmm. Like,
I know.
There's been one time the laugh track is actually enhanced something for me. There was one episode of Tom Goes to the Mayor where Tom was convinced that three men were having an affair with his wife, and he was on a couple's cruise, but his wife was back home, not on the cruise with him, and he was watching from a telescope from the dirty, filthy river next to Jefferton, and looking through his window and like seeing like these men coming in and out of his house all the time. And he finally comes home after being on the cruise for a very short period of time. And he comes in, and it turns out that the men were just coming in to install a toilet in the center of the bed. And then they played a laugh track over Tom's buffoonery. Like the whole cartoon has like a really dark, really kind of dark anti-joke thing, theme, kind of like a lot of Tim and Eric stuff. And, like, they'd never used a laugh track before in, like, any of the episodes. But, like, just that one spot, it was actually pretty great.
I think South Park used one once, too. They were doing, like, an abortion scene. And they were, like, had a laugh track over that. And then they were like, would you turn that TV off? So speaking about horrible, terrible movies and whatnot, Anna just showed me, but I think my birthday movie is going to have to be Monster Truck. It comes out 3 days before my birthday. So I think for my birthday, we should all go see Monster Truck.
Oh, no, it's I have the constitution to enjoy
it. Oh, yeah, it's going to be worth it. What
day is your birthday? Like, what day of the week?
Steal the deal right off the bat.
What's that, Alex?
What day of the week is your birthday?
You know what? I don't know.
If it's Sunday, you could go see it then. Or you could see it Monday.
Or a super sábado. I got nothing. I'm sorry. It's Monday. It's Monday.
I know. Does that movie really come out on Friday the 13th?
Friday the 13th.
You know, I still say... Really, like, every time,
oh, man.
You know, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Friday the 13th.
Yeah, Friday the 13th. That's the name of the movie. Yeah. Misses this every time. Has it ever come out on Friday the 13th?
Why do people freak out about Friday the 13th?
Superstition.
I know it's superstitious, but why that?
No, I'm just saying, like, it's a prime date to come out on.
Maybe. Oh, you're saying, is there another Friday the 13th coming
There
out?
Should be.
Maybe the audience for Friday the 13th believe in that superstition and so avoid going out during Friday the 13th.
I doubt that.
I don't know.
I like 13. It's a pretty lucky number.
In some cultures, it's a lucky number. Like, in some cultures, it's 9 and 4. Japan.
Oh. Yeah. See, everyone has their superstition.
Yeah, I don't understand Friday the 13th. Like, we can historically draw why that's an occasion. It's Knights Templar. They're betrayed, taken down by the Papa scum.
Sure.
No.
Speaking of interesting dates, it turns out that February 22nd of the year 2022 is going to be on a Tuesday. So it's a Tuesday.
Hey. Ooh. Would that make it a Super Tuesday?
Yeah.
Hey, note, I'll probably say, I'm going to go watch my 50 Shades Darker.
Oh, yeah, that's the Valentine's.
The first one was that movie that was so bad, it was super watchable.
Yeah, I'm waiting until the third one comes out, and then I'll watch it.
Third one? Don't you mean the fourth one? Okay. They got to break the third one.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We probably should wrap things up. And so in a couple of weeks, everyone get ready for their movies they liked and for some disliked.
I think we need to do both, top five, bottom five.
Okay.
Okay, that'll work.
It's in a couple of weeks. Next week, we're spoiling Star Wars, and we're going to have Matt Davenport from KPVI on. He's a super Star Wars fan.
What? I'm not a TV watcher.
Oh, he's on Channel 6 News.
But is he like a newscaster or a weatherman? Or...
No, oh, just a newscaster.
Yeah.
He enjoys his Star Wars.
I know, he's an ultimate Star Wars fan. Mm-hmm. It's pretty epic.
I'm actually really curious about his perspective of Rogue One. Like, from a super, super fan.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'll be interesting.
Yeah, you know how, you know, the podcast room is nerdy. Now, triple the size of the room and fill it with just Star Wars.
There. I always follow him on Instagram. And he always has like a new action figure every other day. He has like a day dedicated to each action type of action figure.
Yeah.
It's like it's Funko Tuesday and Action Figure Wednesday and Lego Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Sounds fun, right? But okay, so we'll wrap things up. So we'll start with famous last words with Alex.
2016 is going to have a leap second. So this year is going to be 1 second longer. It's never ending.
I know. I guess see you next year, Phil Ham.
Oh, I'm going to end it with two recommendations. You need to play Brothers, an incredible video game, and you need to read Arthur C. Clarke's Childhood's End.
That was good. I agree.
Yeah,
it was really good.
It's a great book.
I actually named my photo album from when I was a kid. I put Childhood's End on the front of it.
I love that book so far.
I'd like to say Happy New Year to everyone, and we'll be back next year.
Yep, you can listen to us next year. Happy New Year's. in the week.